Cyprus has been divided since Turkey invaded it in 1974 after an Athens-backed coup attempt to seize control of the island. The Turkish Cypriot North broke away and has not gained international recognition. The Greek Cypriot South has since joined the European Union. The last major reconciliation effort failed in 2004 after the Greek side rejected a UN reunification plan that was welcomed by Turkish Cypriots. However, most analysts say the political environment has since become more favorable to reconciliation, with a stable security situation along the north-south border and between Turkey and Greece. Gail Holst-Warhoft, director of Cornell University's Mediterranean Studies Initiative, says that, along with the desire of the island's two communities to ease barriers and recent talks between their leaders, has revived interest in reunification.
There are some incentives that perhaps weren't there before. Greece has been thought to have less incentive than Turkey, who wants to join the EU and has some obvious incentives for trying to settle the issue, because the Greek part of Cyprus is now an independent country and part of the EU. But Greece cannot move forward to other issues that they are concerned with, settling, for example, the Aegean Sea rights or the question of Greek minorities in Turkey. And Turkey is equally unable to move forward with its desire to join the EU without some resolution of the Cyprus issue.
The Turkish side of Cyprus will also be unable to move forward, says political scientist Daniel Lindley of the University of Notre Dame. He notes that after enduring decades of economic sanctions, Turkish Cypriots are eager to join an arrangement that would allow them to benefit from EU membership and aid. The Greek Cypriot side, Lindley argues, expects any settlement to include a Turkish military withdrawal and a resolution to property disputes.
The amount of land that would be given back to the Greeks would be 10% of the island, roughly. And they would get a sense of being able to govern the island as a whole, which I think is very important to them. And of course, that's something that the Turkish Cypriots fear. It would become a Greek island in some sense. And they would be a minority in that state, but I think Turkish Cypriots have come to accept that. And the EU has pledged to admit any resulting single state that comes from whatever the Cypriots agree to.
If the effort to reunify the island fails, most analysts expect that to have major ramifications for Turkey and the EU. Ankara would have to settle the Cyprus issue before becoming a full member of the European Union, although analyst Ian Lesser with the German Marshall Fund of the United States suspects that Europeans who are reluctant to embrace Turkey's EU membership could use a Cyprus stalemate as a pretext to forestall Ankara's accession.
It's a 10 or 15 year project, at least, for Turkey to come into the European Union. That's a lot of time for adjustment. But of course, with very negative attitudes towards Turkey and Europe at the moment, it's not an easy sell. But it's all about the continued convergence of Turkey with Europe. That may not require that Turkey becomes a member at the end of the day, but it would certainly help a great deal. And much can change over the next 10 or 15 years. Cyprus is one piece of this absolutely critical project, and in some ways the key context for the entire prospect for a settlement on Cyprus.
The possibility that a failure to reunite Cyprus could permanently divide it into two independent states worries many observers. The International Crisis Group senior analyst in Turkey, Hugh Pope, says that partition could thwart Turkey's European Union bid and reignite military tensions with EU member Greece.
It could lead to some military frictions, and it will certainly drive a big wedge between Turkey and Europe. In the old days, it was a peripheral problem for the EU. Cyprus was not a member. Greece did raise the Cyprus question at every possible opportunity, but it wasn't that the Greek Cypriots were actually in the EU making demands. And it's becoming more and more of an issue in Brussels, because the European Union cannot officially talk to NATO, because Greek Cypriots are a member of the EU and Turkey is a member of NATO. And as long as Cyprus is not solved, neither side will let the other talk to each other.
While most experts say a continuing stalemate in Cyprus would also undermine NATO relations and its defensive capabilities within Europe, Ian Lesser of the German Marshall Fund of the United States says the diminished security threat in Cyprus has changed the island's geostrategic significance, thereby providing an opportunity for all concerned parties to re-examine the 34-year-old conflict.
Certainly for Athens and for Ankara, this has made a very big difference. And I would say for Washington and Brussels, too. A decade ago, this was a leading security issue in the Eastern Mediterranean. It isn't anymore. And in fact, many people on the island are trying to think through whether Cyprus has strategic importance anymore.
Most Cyprus experts are not optimistic that current reunification efforts will succeed, although they agree that the prospect of reunification has never looked more attractive for all concerned. For Focus, I'm Ida.